Guys, welcome in, welcome back. Climate lockdowns, man, that's what they're looking at. They're gonna use the weather to lock us down. Let me get in the main screen here. Had a big old dust storm go across like four states coming in with this cold front. I probably need to zoom in on it here. It's big old bow echo of dust here. Let me zoom in on that. Try sub-regional. See, this one might get it. We'll try this one. We'll check the temperature map. We got a pretty good cold front coming in, which you've seen all the winds. If you haven't felt the winds yet, you will. Yeah, there it is right there. I'm kind of down. Look at the size of that blast of air right there. Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy bunker fuel operations going on. Look at that. The dust storm was going from west to east, and then here comes this big cold front coming down, blasting it. That's pretty crazy. Hopefully you guys can see that. Yeah, there's already dust storms going along right here. If you can see my mouse, tons of dust storms, and this one just comes blasted down. I think it shows up on the shortwave here. A lot of space sun weather going on. To top it off, volcanoes spewing out. Yeah, so here, look at that. Here was the dust storms that were going from east to west, and here comes this big one. Let me see if I can check a couple layers. We'll check the map. Some of the articles I want to go over probably just get me in big trouble, but oh well. Here in a few days, we'll probably be doing mainly the news over on like Rumble, Twitch, DLive. Look at that cloud of dust right there, creating its own weather. Look at that, it's even coming out with cumulus clouds. To mix in with all, now everybody's going to have respiratory issues all across Kansas. And they're also deploying. You know, the mainstream articles coming out and the way that Google and YouTube and all them censor us, it's just insane, man. They don't want debate. They don't want speech. They don't want, you know, you to question their narratives. But that's the whole point of science, man. You gotta, if you're gonna try to use science to prove something, it's got to be able to be reproved. Like some of these articles, I probably can't even go over, but we'll check some of these out. Scientists revive world's oldest frozen zombie virus buried in a frozen lake in Russia, sparking new pandemic fears. Of course, they want to scare you any way they can. But we've been talking about this a long time. Who knows what they'll unearth? Yeah, the sun weather, man, it's been making my teeth hurt, been dizzy, my ears are ringing. we were up over 700 kilometers a second, man. We'll look into that here in a few minutes. Yeah, animals are all freaking out. You know, but if you think about it, like some of these, we got more influenza confirmed in the chickens up in Maryland. So you got activist pressure. Hair sniffer to quickly issue new executive actions to fight climate change. Can they define climate change? That's what I'd like to see. Define global warming, define climate change. Well, here's what Yahoo come out, or USA Today come out. What to know about climate change? What is global warming definitions explain? Yeah, I bet. We'll see here. Two terms, climate change and global warming. Or you can just say climate control. The Rumble channel here, I got the links up here. Here's what we're streaming right now. We should be streaming with this link. Yeah, all my bottom teeth hurt. Like it's been bad last several days. That's the Rumble link. And then some people can't get on DLive. We got Twitch. I'm going to try to get my float going here over the next week or two. We are on like MeWe and Gab and stuff. All them links should be in the description. So we'll see what this USA Today says about what they got going here. Two terms, climate change, global warming, point to the same existential threat. Global temperatures have risen dramatically in the past 150 years, and scientists say they're on pace to radically alter life on Earth in coming decades. You know, we get temperature swings with the weather all the time. Man, get off my screen. You know, it goes, like right now, we're getting ready to have a 30-degree temperature drop in like an hour with no weather associated with it. You know, what climate change are they talking about? What kind of extraordinary weather are we having? I haven't seen any kind of uptick in hurricanes, cyclones, any of that stuff. Temperatures on our planet have fluctuated based on natural processes many times in the past, but experts say this is extraordinary run of warming is different. For one thing, if you're only going to use 150 years of data, that's not going to get you nowhere. That's not even a blink of an eye. I'm looking over at chat. I seen something about Captain Thompson. I got to find what he said here. It's like I can't see you on the chat. The Rumble channel should just be Above Ground World News. All capital letters. It's weird. I can't find what was going on there. I'll go back through and read it. Oh, okay. Oh, you broke a leg or something? Man, that sucks. Global temperatures have already risen about 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit since about 1850. You know, the 1890s, they were already shooting explosives up into the clouds, trying to modify the weather. In the past, it took roughly thousands of years for global temperatures to change that much. I beg to differ on that. What about the sun cycles? What about all the glaciers melting? What caused that? hundreds and thousands of years ago. See, they can't, none of the stuff they say makes sense. Here they go. They're going to blame it on the people. The global warming trend comes as human population exploded in recent centuries. And technological advances spewed enormous amounts of chemicals and gases into the atmosphere. Well, I will agree with that. Some of them called greenhouse gases are excellent at trapping heat. Is climate change the same thing as global warming? Yes and no, according to the professionals. But the terms have different meanings, although they're often used interchangeably according to NASA. While the term global warming was frequently used in the past, but it didn't work, so they had to change it to climate change. It's more often used today because it includes the cascading consequences of rising temperatures occurring around the world, melting glaciers, rising seas. Where are the seas rising at? Has anybody seen any sea rises? I sure haven't. And if I go check tons of the, you know, out in the ocean lighthouses and stuff, all the, that's been keeping track of the levels, man, it always fluctuates between 5 and 15 inches up or down either way. It's not rising. Show us proof. What is causing climate change? This ought to be good. The Earth's climate changes through a variety of natural processes, but federal scientists say the rapid warming experienced recently is primarily caused by human activities that emit heat, trapping greenhouse gases. That's why global efforts to fight climate change are so focused on eliminating burning of fossil fuels. Really? So you're stopping India and China, huh? So the five effects of the climate change, rising seas. I haven't seen any sea level rise. Has anybody out there seen sea level rise anywhere? I've seen, you know, beach erosion, but not sea level rise. And the oceans used to be a lot higher than they were now. I mean, the Earth goes through cycles constantly that has nothing to do with man. The more that man gets involved, the worse it gets. A mega drought in the West is supercharged by warmer temperatures and lack of rain. Let's talk about a mega drought. You know, what do they do before they start wars in all these other countries? They drought them out. They drought them out, then they flood them out. So now you know where the next war stage will be. It'll be right here in the U.S. Wildfires, drought provides ideal conditions for wildfires. What's worse, fires release massive amounts of greenhouse gases. Yeah, have you talked to PG&E? They were convicted on 84 counts of manslaughter for starting the fires. A USA Today analysis of a century of precipitation data shows how east of the Rockies, more rain is falling in more intense bursts. Hurricanes. Evidence shows climate change is causing wetter hurricanes, but scientists say more data is needed before settling questions over the future frequency. We have had no super crazy weather that I can even remember that would be cause for concern. Remember, I have a clip from 43 years ago now, maybe 44 years, how they talk about how they're going to use the jet aircraft on purpose to modify the weather. But yet all the mainstream media is coming out and try to dismiss weather modification. I had an article up somewhere here. If I can find it. Oh man, where'd it go? How did I lose it? I don't have it up now. And it was like from a fact checker's. Man, where'd it go? That sucks. Oh, maybe it's this one. Yeah, so the mainstream fact checkers try to come out. Carbon emissions, not weather modification, are driving global warming. No, if there's such a thing as global warming, yes, they would affect the weather. It's the same thing. Carbon emissions is weather modification. The climate around you is being altered, affected, manipulated, and changed to drive certain agendas. See, they pick a post on Instagram or something, and they try to debunk it, but they're not debunking any of it. It's pretty hilarious, man. These medias, man, they're just liars, man. Everything they do, their fact checkers are junk. Here's actually a good comment right here. Scientists agree that carbon emissions are to blame for global warming from NASA's Earth Observatory. What is global warming? That's what I'm asking. Is the unusually rapid increase in Earth's average surface temperature, according to an ongoing temperature analysis led by NASA scientists. The average global temperature on Earth has increased 1.1 Celsius since 1980. 1.9 degrees in 142 years. Does that sound like an unusual rapid increase? Not to me. If 1.9 degrees can do the damage they say in its 142 years, and someone tell me why the temperatures where I live go from 38 to 52 degrees, a 14 degree temperature in just a matter of hours, and has no effect on the weather. I guess asking such questions, I'll be called a denier, but it feels an appropriate question, and it is. So 14 degrees in just a matter of hours and no extreme weather events to report. So how do you equate 1.9 degrees in 142 years, a world in crisis? Exactly. Great comment. Let's take a look at, just everything coming out here. Officials fear complete doomsday scenario for the drought-stricken Colorado River. But yet they do weather modification. We show it. You go right to your licensing bureau and see who's pulled the permits to modify the weather. And it's going on in every single state, every single country. And it definitely affects the weather. In fact, let me just show you some of the bunker fuel operations going on. And we know these are big time. They use this for modifying the weather. It's called cloud brightening. Let me go back a day or two. I've been monitoring these for several days. So you got one operation right here, straight out from Kamchatka, Russia. Every one of these are ships, man. These guys are not out here fishing. They're not out here doing war games. These guys are deploying what's called cloud brightening. If I turn up to 3.7 microns, it should come in a little clear here. We'll get it to load. These are also called ship tracks. And they're the most toxic emissions on the planet. Every one of these lines right here, these yellow 3.7 microns, makes it really stand out. And they're not out here every day. They'll go for a week at a time. And then all of a sudden we get a big weather pattern shift. Yeah, that's a coincidence. And there's also another bunker fuel operation just straight to the east and a little south, straight down from Alaska. See all kinds of them out here. These are all affecting the Earth's energy balance. And they are part of the so-called global warming climate change agenda. Let's see if we go back a little more here. I've been watching this for several days. You can see they were all up here by Alaska on the 29th. And then you had the secondary, another mission going on down to the south of that even. It's like they really go heavy on the high pressure zones, and then they like split off into a low pressure, which is a weather system. See, they've been out here for days. 28th. And then look, even back on the 27th, more tracks being created over by Kamchatka. Well, kind of down from the end tip of the Aleutian Island chain. If you really watch the way these storms go, man, these shipping tracks are definitely affecting the weather patterns. They're adding more seeds into the storms. And sometimes they overseed the storms where it don't rain because they've put too many particulates into the storms. We see mass spraying operations going on everywhere globally. They were really hitting this area hard right where the cold front. Let me go back one day. I mean, you just got heavy aerosols everywhere. See, we don't get a whole lot of daylight up here. They're in the dark up here for, I can't remember how long. It's a long time, like 60 days more in the dark. And that's why we can see more down to the Antarctica, because it's like summertime or going into spring now down here. Anyway, we got that big, huge dust storm to come across Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Oklahoma, going all the way down into Texas from these crazy, insane winds. See, they create the winds with atmospheric compression, which creates heat, which pushes these winds out. And then, of course, you've got, I mean, just dust storms going all the way on. Pretty heavy one right there in Oklahoma. So I was trying to get... So I don't really get the latest one, I guess, would be all these on. So I guess that's the latest imagery. Apparently, I didn't get this all loaded up. Man, look at all the weird purple colors up here. You got a lot of glitches going on with the satellites with all the sun weather. Let's hit a couple of them. So this is back from the 28th. We had solar winds were at 559.3. And this is when they were calling for the solar wind to hit Earth between December 1st and 2nd, and it was some of the highest solar wind I've ever seen. Had 8 fireballs that day. Now let's go to the next day. I kind of like to leave these up. Solar wind was at 596 on December 1st. Today, Earth is inside a stream of fast-moving solar wind with speeds occasionally topping over 700 kilometers a second, sparking G1 class geomagnetic storms around the Arctic Circle. 20 fireballs. And then we'll see what today has here. Solar winds are down to 581, but that's still way high, man. They should be like in the 300s. We got a monster sunspot coming around. So we got a new sunspot, AR3153, rotating over the sun's southeastern limb, and it's a big one. Seeing at least two dark cores significantly wider than the Earth. The entire group is inset in a magnetic map of the sun's surface. So far, the sunspot's magnetic field appears to be cleanly separated, and the plus and minus polarities, no mixing right now. This means it poses little threat for explosive solar flares. However, this could definitely change. The sunspot is rapidly growing, doubling in size since yesterday. Its magnetic architecture may soon be quite different. Now, I've got a big 3x Barlow lens on my big telescope. Only 11 fireballs today. I mean, we've had all kinds of close calls, man. Back on the 27-28, look at that. Inside of 1.1 lunar distance, is 0.2, 0.8. All between 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. How come they didn't take out any satellites? It's only a matter of time. And then that could start a war. I actually tried to film Mars and Jupiter. But the winds, man, the winds and the moisture are insane. I didn't get, like, this is no zoom on Mars. And if, I don't know why it ain't. And then here's 2x2 binding. I think this was the best one I got, man. I couldn't get it clear at all with the winds, and the atmospheric turbulence was insane. I'll show you the videos, man. It was horrible. And this is with the 3x Barlow, man. This is way, I'm zoomed in way in there, but it's way blurrier. And I think I got, yeah, here's the actual videos I took. Let me put this on view large, extra large icons. Yeah, so at first I tried to take Jupiter. So here's the picture I got out of, I mean, it's bad, like it's horrible, man. I could not get focused. Like, here's coming through the telescope. If I get this to play, yeah, that 3x Barlow, man, it's almost got me too zoomed in. It almost don't even fit in the camera frame. What is wrong with this thing? Oh, I had that one up. So here's what it looked like. I got these are dust particles on my camera sensor. But yeah, I could not get focused. The red spots right there, and you can't even see any kind of detail. It was just a horrible night. And then I tried to not zoom in. You get it a little bit better, the less magnification. But I was really I'm trying to get it ready for when I get a nice clear night. And then I'm pretty close to focus, even though the atmosphere was so bad I couldn't get focus. This is what it looked like. 2x2 binding. And then when I was completely zoomed in on it, that's how close I was to it. But like I said, the atmospheric turbulence was horrible. Yeah, you can see the polar ice cap on these here. I took even more. This is after midnight. And like this one here, it looks like you can see the polar ice cap okay. But it, like I said, the turbulence is right here. But the turbulence, I couldn't achieve focus whatsoever. I even tried to do it in black and white, and it didn't help. Like, it basically made it worse. Here's like the smallest one I did, but look, you can see the polar ice cap. You can see the dark spots on the planet. It's a real planet, regardless of what people think. If you get a good camera, even a cheap camera, you can find out. And then what else do we got here? I can't believe I can't find that article I had. Let me go check the other article here. Let me get out of that. Let's go ahead and just take a quick look. I haven't really looked at all this to see what was going on today. Oh, I did have... Let me see if I can find it. I screenshotted or I took a GIF file. I took a GIF file here. If I can find it. Like, here's the three I... First, here's the three pictures that I saved. That's the three pictures I just got from them... from the blurry videos. That's the best I could get, man. They were horrible. But let me see here. Let me find, it should be in my downloads. Or no, wait, I screen captured that. I think. Let me try to find this. It was of the Hawaii, the satellite loop. If I can find it here, I had it up, but there it is. So here's Hawaii. I downloaded this from the RAM slider, and you see all the smoke. I can't slow it down. Well, maybe I can slow it down. Speed. Let's see if this will work. So we're looking at Hawaii here where the Mauna Loa is going off. I guess it's already... went over one road. It's headed towards another road that's by the observatory. Now I gotta go on too slow. Here, I'll just scroll it. It took like 2 hours to download this, and it's not even that clear. That RAM slider. Yeah, there's a good shot of it. The smoke coming off, daytime shot. Look at that big blast right there. This is over several days that I tried to get them. All right, where'd Hawaii go, man? Am I like blind? Oh, it's way over here. Now, this is pretty interesting. Look at the grids. Whoa, it's changed way a lot since yesterday. Look at all them hot spots. You can definitely see which way the lava is flowing by the hot spots. Now watch when I go back a couple days. How fast these hot spots grew. Let me get a drink here. So really, back on the 28th, it was showing no hotspots. Could be partly because of clouds. But I found this interesting. This perfect grid right here. Perfectly gridded. It's like they did a bombing run or something right there. We go up another day. Here's the first. This was yesterday. And then, boom, today. We got mass amounts of harmful... smoke for your lungs. Look, we even got a weird hot spot over here, but look at all them hot spots now. There's a couple other things I was wanting to show. I didn't have like a lot to get ready. Fridays, man, are hard on me because I had a rough week, man. Every day I drove at least 350 miles a day. It was a rough one. Here, I got some images coming out of the volcano stuff. Pretty freaky looking. Sure, I had quite a few. I had some coming from... From some locals there. Oh, here they are. Yeah, these are coming from locals. They're filming. And them guys are up close. It looks like they're up close. Yeah, it's cooking away out there. Remember this? Clouds as an adult. Clouds as a kid. Anybody remember the days when you seen white, puffy clouds? And then now, today we look up and we see sky grids, man. This is a 100% accurate meme. There's more. I think I want to check out this moonshot from a guy. This is an insane moonshot. This is one of his, I mean, it'd take me forever to try to come up with a shot like that. But this is just a guy from a backyard using a Canon camera. He's got the exact same camera I got. And then he's got an 8-inch telescope. I got 11-inch, but he knows how to do mosaics real good. But look at the detail on this thing. Hopefully one of these days I'll get some clear time to actually get this. I mean, this is just a guy in a backyard. In fact, I think he's from like, I can't remember if he's from like India or somewhere. But he tells you all pretty much the same equipment I got, but he knows how to do mosaics, which that's where you film as many sections as you can, but I can't never get it to blend together. I don't even know how to do it, really. But this is 3 weeks to process the 231,000 frames that he took. And the whole data was 313 gigabytes. That's one thing about cameras, man. Your pictures, if you're shooting in raw format, they're huge. That's probably why I have a lot of computer problems. Now, the moon has definitely different colors. I've got some pretty good colors in some of my moon shots. They call it the mineral moon. But yeah, the more time you got spending this, you'll pick up on the colors. Just like with nebulas, the more integration time you can catch the light photons coming in, the more colors you'll pick up. Anyway, that's a badass picture of the moon right there from a local, not a local, but just a backyard astronomer with budget equipment. But yet we give NASA billions and billions of dollars. Why don't they fund some of us backyard astronomers out here? And then we can really see what's going on up in the skies. I'm trying to find out here. I should have had more crap ready. While we're here, let's go ahead and look at the carbon monoxide. Let's go look at the CO. So here's the carbon monoxide at the surface concentrations. Most of these are fires up here in British Columbia. Fires there in probably Oregon, California. We always have a little bit of a high spot over here in the upper northeast, and always a high spot down here in the southeast California, and always a little high spot down there in Mexico. But, you know, they say this is causing all these gas, but if we just kind of cruise over here to India and China, if you want to talk about zero emissions and fixing the climate, you would have to start here, because no matter what we do in America, and all the other places, South America, they look good. Europe, Norway, all them places look good. Australia looks really good. Philippines, they all look good. The only spots that look bad is right here. And then when you factor in the shipping industry, the bunker fuel that we were showing earlier in the broadcast, look how nasty that is. But all these white lines, these are putting off high amounts of nitrogen dioxide, also sulfur concentrations. But look at the difference, man. Even with all the fires going on, India and China take the cake. Why is not the whole planet trying to get these people to clean the air? If you really cared about Mother Earth, that's where you would start if you were really trying to clean the air up, and they're not. In fact, they want China to take over the world. That's some pretty bad stuff right there. Let's put this on the winds for a minute. And now, make sure I'm on now, air. So I wanted to look at any kind of, so all the energy for storms is just some down here in the Gulf of Mexico. Even though we got this huge temperature drop coming in, how can there not be storms? The cold air hitting the hot air should create a storm. We put the temperatures on here. So we're talking some pretty big temperature drops here. Let me back it up a little bit. How can we not have mega thunderstorms? Where are these climate chaos storms with these kind of temperature swings? So you're looking at, you know, a couple hundred miles, 200 miles out, you're looking at 64 degrees in the green, you're at 38 degrees, and then at the blue, you're at 28 degrees. Like, we should have some kind of tornado outbreak right there, especially with all the wind. But we're not, and then we're going to get a little bit of a warm-up, and all that cold air is going to kind of settle over towards the northeast. So half of the United States are going to be freezing your gonads off, while the other half will be relatively warm. It retreats pretty quick. But pretty soon, man, they're going to be bringing down these really cold temperatures. Let's go ahead and check the polar vortex winds real quick. Whoa, look, what did they do to the polar vortex? Look at that, it's all sucked down all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. What in the heck? That's why we're getting these crazy winds right there. We have atmospheric compression. And let me see if it'll pick it up in the temperatures. Not really. The only heating spot I'm seeing is, guess where? Right over India and China, where all the pollution is. And we also got the big heating event over the Antarctica. See if we got any big wave heights anywhere. See, it's pretty good waves up there by Greenland, and 23 footers. Look at this, by the Aleutian Island chain, we got some 25 footers. Looks like them are heading down. We got a weird wave anomaly down here with 36 foot seas. Now there is a storm somewhere over here, but I'm not even seeing it. Not producing any kind of waves, it don't look like. What do I want to look at here? Sea surface temperatures. So they're saying there's some kind of La Nina going, but I'm really not seeing it. These are the sea surface temperature anomalies. We can still see that tons of heat is coming off Fukushima still. And let's check to see the actual sea surface temperatures. And I'm not seeing any kind of a La Nina that they keep talking about. We got some warm waters around Australia and that area, but that's the only hot water pretty much on the whole planet. You know, I wonder what instrument. Oh, here's another thing I wanted to show you. Look, we got a little alert message on the weather maps now. On December 1st at noon, the National Weather Service made several major changes to the GOES 16 hemispheric satellite imagery. South of the equator has been terminated. Channel 13, the clean infrared imagery will increase in resolution from 6 kilometers to 2 kilometers. The Hawaii satellite sector was discontinued. So right where we have a big volcano going off, they're going to discontinue that satellite part of the GOES 16 feed. Several channels of the Puerto Rico satellite sector were also discontinued. We'll update the clickable menus to no longer show the southern hemispheric options in the near future from the GOES 16. Oh, wow, it just went away on me. We apologize for the inconvenience, but this was a National Weather Service call to juggle limited bandwidth. Like, they got all kinds of money. How can they not have bandwidth? No, it's hiding the data. And whatever is going to happen is going to be in some of these areas that we cannot see. So they're going to be hiding more information from us, trying to make our jobs harder. But we'll use European satellites and other satellites that they don't get to in time. Anyway, I'm going to keep this pretty short. I think on the way out, I haven't made a video yet of the end of the month. Like every month, you know, I take all the pictures I can if it's a clear sky. You know, we showed December. The only pictures I took was the three of Mars day before yesterday. Horrible conditions. I think the last time I tried to shoot Mars was, I think, in June. Or was it July? See Saturn. Is that Mars? Yeah, here's my last try at Mars. And at this time, it wasn't even the full planet. It was just partial planet. You could barely see the polar cap. That's how bad it was. So low in the sky, the sun was messing it up. That was on July 28th. But we got I got these November pictures where we caught the crazy meteor explosion with the cloud. But here, for the outro, I'll just slap that on there and then do some music with it. And then eventually I'll post a 1080 HD version that you can download and watch on your big screen TV. Anyway, for the outro, here's the pictures my final pictures of November. Check it out, man. There's some pretty badass photos in here. We'll be right back. All right. I don't know where to end it, man. I don't know. I didn't make it like that. Was just cycling through the photos. I'll make an actual 1080 video. Here's a little GIF file I made of some Jupiter deals. Anyway, I'll make an actual video of the all the pictures just from November. There's some pretty cool ones, man. Some I've never done before. Some I'm still working on. And we'll see what December brings. Anyway, guys, armor up. Much love. Eyes to the sky, man. Study the skies. Spend some time out in the skies. Go out to a dark sky site with a pair of binoculars. If you live in the city, man, you can only see like 4 or 5 stars. Go out to the country for a night. Nice cold night, man. Go out there and enjoy them. Why you can't? Because they're going to wipe them away. Anyway, guys, armor on. No fear. Eyes of the sky. Thanks, everybody out there helping support us, man. I'm going to try one more time with YouTube starting December 4th. I'm going to take off a bunch of my controversial videos. I'm going to try one more time to get my channels back. And if it don't work this time, then I'm going full bore. They take me out. It will be on Rumble and all the other places that we can speak freely. Anyway, guys, be safe out there. We'll try to get on tomorrow.